This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello there. Did you guys go to Alani yet?
We've never been. We still haven't been. I'll tell you who's been, though, and you can look at her Instagram to see. Jane's been a bunch of times.
Yeah. Jane basically lives there. It's her second
heaven.
Home.
Yeah,
it does. How dare she? Come on, send the morning show, for God's sake.
Yeah, how about that?
I guess we're just
it's
more expensive. Yeah, there's only 10 of us and our guests.
<You're right>.
I'm not going alone. I mean, come on. All right, so Celebrity Trash, here we go. Happy Monday, everybody. Normally, we would do the album charts here. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with Billboard, but they're not posted, and it's more fun to do this other thing anyway. We're going to start with Green Day. They have a new song, and it's called Father of All. They've released the video for it. It's them standing in the foreground, and then sort of on scaffolding behind them, there's all these sort of silhouetted people dancing. And here is what it sounds like. That's cool. It's like there's some concert footage in that and stuff. We heard the song a couple weeks ago, and it's got that transistory sound that I really wish would just open up. Surprise!
Sounds good.
A high energy song from Green Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you have a release date on that album? It's right around the corner, isn't it? Maybe I have it in this story.
I love it.
I don't know when.
It says February 7th, 2020.
Oh, all right. So in time for the Hell Omega tour, but not.
Well, 4 months.
That's a long time to wait.
4 months.
It's a while. Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, they're going to enjoy the holidays before they get out on the road.
Chris Cornell's teen daughter has released a song produced by him. His daughter, Toni, this is a ballad that she recorded when she was just 12. She's like 15 now. It's a ballad that he produced for her. I don't know if this means she sang it. Let's see. I guess we'll about to find out. But it's called Faraway Places. It was written by her 3 years ago. It was one of the last songs he recorded before his death. So is it him singing it?
I think she does sing this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she sings it. She starts off with some who's here.
Who's. This is her at 12? Wow.
Here's a verse.
All right.
She's good. But, you know, I could see Chris Cornell being like, you're a Cornell. Not good enough. Try again.
Let's hear if she rips it up on the. This is a sweet song.
It's sweet, yeah.
Actually. Oh. The song came out on iTunes last Thursday. It's available on streaming services, and it's featured in a short film, too. A family friend, Tatiana Shanks, has done a film called Faraway Places, and. That's the name of this.
Does it say that Chris produced it?
It does. So it sounds like, you know, he probably put the whole thing together. And I don't know that he's credited with any of the musicianship on there. But, I mean, it's a nice, slick little thing. That's a 12-year-old.
It's pretty. Yeah.
It's very pretty. Very sad, too. All right. So there you go. It's a little bit of new music right there. And now we turn things over to Vinny. Vinny and I played you a list of... They were called like the top 10 feel-good metal riffs ever, and it was a bonk list.
Yeah, it was terrible.
There were a couple songs in there that were like, okay, fine, Ozzy's Crazy Train, yeah, that can be on there.
Right.
But by and large, it was a bunch of junk. And so as we got to talking about it, Vinny said, I'm doing my list, and today is the day, everyone.
So while my first music of choice or growing up, I listened to a lot of punk rock. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, punk rock and for some reason, I don't even know why, but punk rock and heavy metal were like enemies. Mm. It was only a little later. I think
it's
Motorhead.
Hair metal?
Yeah, I think. But I think Motorhead sort of bridged the gap there. And then somehow it became okay for everyone to like
to rock
everything.
Out,
right. So while I don't really like a lot of the cheesy hair metal bands, and you're not going to hear any here, I do know that some of you are going to be like, this is too heavy.
Okay.
It's too much.
Hey, man, metal. It's heavy. It's called heavy metal.
Right.
It's right in the title.
Now, one of the bands that I would have never thought could be on this list, I looked it up on iTunes, and they're categorized as metal.
Oh.
So I went.
Is it AC/DC?
No.
Because we had that convo.
It's an AC/DC would be in if they were, but okay. They're not. Tool, on the other hand, is categorized as metal.
All right.
And they're in with Jambee.
So this is number 10 on your list. It's solid. If I knew the song, I'd be like, this is the song. Here we go. I'm driving.
So.
Oh, wow. That was a cool. That's cool.
This band in particular, for me, they're such a favorite that I would, that this is just one song of 100 right. that I would have put on the list.
But just, you thought, just this one's powerful, let's put
this one on. If they're categorized as metal, then they're on.
Okay.
Black Sabbath, Paranoid comes in at number 9 right. on my list. I love Tony Iommi, or however you, Iommi.
Yeah. This is iconic.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's a travesty that there was some random Octopus's Garden song by Sabbath yeah. on there. Yeah, it's good. That belongs on there.
It's easily, I mean, you could have put in Iron Man or anything sure. else, but it's just whatever. Black Sabbath makes the list,
yeah.
no doubt. Coming in at number 8 is Van Halen, Unchained.
Yes.
Funny, they both started in one ear.
The same ear, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
You can, one and of there's, the re- there's actually plenty of Van Halen songs that could be
any,
on here, too.
Right, I believe that, too. But one of the reasons that I chose that one is the classic Dave, all right, like that. You just
here we go.
It's just him. Like
people of today.
The party's starting right here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it. You can see him on stage. You can hear him doing it. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
So for
Diamond
me.
Dave.
These are the best metal riffs of all time or whatever, but for me as feel good, David Lee Roth
sure.
is where that's at. Like just all right, party's here.
Right. Yeah.
Right here.
Hey, Vinny, when he takes up his residency in Vegas, David Lee Roth, is he gonna be able to play Van Halen songs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As he said in the news the other day, I wrote every single one of them and sang them the leads.
Yeah, I think so. That's one of those things where
we might have to go.
A lot of leads, and you know what?
Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah,
like someone like Robert Plant could do every single Led Zeppelin song, but he won't.
Yeah,
like I saw him
He's
live.
Not interested in it,
and he did a couple Zeppelin songs, and each one was the highlight of the night. But he was still great. He just wanted to do his own stuff.
Yeah, he's just doing his own thing.
But I think David Lee Roth, on the other hand, will do a lot of Van Halen.
He wants to be popular.
Yeah.
Okay, this next band.
So this is number 7.
This is number 7. This next band has to be on the list. They're a favorite of mine, but I'll cut it. What are you? No, not Metallica. Slayer makes
the
list.
Oh, great.
With
Slayer.
Angel. I just love this so much.
They're hurting a lady. They're hurting a lady.
That's good.
Somebody you got, help you her. Got that. Someone help that lady.
What?
You can cut that.
Do
I
it,
love
do
that.
It, friend. Do it. Do it.
Oh man, that's
high.
It's like almost a whistle.
Slayer comes in on my metal list.
Somebody's pulling somebody's fingernails off.
At number 7. Number 6 is... yeah, don't let that play.
Boy.
Ozzy with Crazy Train right. is at number 6.
It's so good. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Friday? This is it. This is like just anthemic.
Right.
This is the one.
And this song just floats. It's just good.
Right here, it breaks into it. Oh, yeah, I'm heading down the highway. It's a beautiful day.
Yep.
We are good. This is going to be the best road trip ever.
While I wouldn't put every Ozzy song, and he's had a bunch of different really good guitar players, but I wouldn't put every, but Randy Rhoads.
Sure.
Randy Rhoads, great. Ozzy, you got to put it in there.
You got to do it.
Next up on the list of metal songs is Trooper by Iron Maiden. Again, Aces High would have been fine, but whatever.
Well, it's funny, too, because those were the two songs that I really thought from that list. I was like, yeah, that's what this mm-hmm. list should be.
Right.
Crank this up. Wow. I love Maiden. I love, like, the double leads are, like, one of my favorite things in the whole world. I just think it sounds so cool.
You know what's weird, too, is it was when I was visiting Alan to get the piano for my kid. One of the guys in there said he had just seen Maiden, and he goes, they were the best band, best live show I've ever seen.
Really?
And I was like, still?
Because I saw them in Oakland.
I saw them when I was, it was the 80s,
right.
And they were the best show I'd ever seen. I mean, they were incredible, but I wouldn't think they'd still be tight and still get, and he said, dude, they were spot on with every song, nailed it.
Yeah.
So they're still pulling it. Okay, that's number five.
All right. But I'll take yours too. First verse again.
Let's get by, I'll run you through. And when you're moving forward, let's attack. There's no turning back.
Oh, so good.
So good. All right.
Yeah. You know, I love his voice.
So the first radio station I worked on was a metal station. And we played everything that...
Right.
Like, that was the morning show played all these songs. So fun. Next up on the list of metal riffs, Pantera.
Oh.
And again, this is a band that just has to be on the list. Cowboys from Hell brings back really good memories for me. Mm-hmm. Just a favorite.
Cowboys from Hell.
You know this?
I don't.
Oh.
I like it, though.
Listen.
Hey, wasn't the guy from Pantera in that Game of Thrones video where they were all just like... Was it him or
no.
am I thinking? Who am I thinking of? Rage or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Get out!
That's metal, right? Yeah. Right there. That's as metal
Can't
as it
really
gets.
Can't really argue with it.
Nope.
All right. By the way, if you're just joining us, a week or so ago, we did a list that somebody else had compiled that we all said, no, those aren't the best heavy metal riffs. So Vinny put his own list together. We're midway through it.
Right. So listen, there's a lot of you know, I thought about Machine Head and Testament and Exodus and Merciful Fate. And there's some and the crew. But you just didn't make the list. Sorry. Mm. So at number three is Megadeth, Holy Wars.
All right. Oh, that's awesome. I actually love Megadeth. Like, I never think of them, but every time I hear Megadeth, I'm like, oh, they are
so
pretty
much.
Great.
They are. Listen to that!
It's pretty metal, then.
Coming in at number two on our metal list is one of my favorites, Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People.
It's a trip because you never hear the beginnings.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't think of him as being metal, but I guess he is, you know. It's
what do you think of him as?
Weird.
Oh.
I think of him as like goth rock or something. Yeah. Or something. But he is pretty heavy. Art metal. All right, now I'm dying to hear what you picked for your
number
one.
And the number one metal riff of all time, Bay Area favorites, Metallica.
Whoa!
Master of Puppets. Dude, this is me and my dumb friends in my B210 headed to the beach to go for a surf.
It's a party.
And just cranking this.
So funny.
So there you go. It could have gone any of a million ways. You know what I'd love to hear? Probably not. Well, we could do it on air, I guess, if we space it out.
What is it?
I'd love to hear your list.
Oh, my list would be way different.
Totally different, I know. Yeah.
Because
and
I
probably
actually,
more palatable.
I include hair metal in my stuff.
Yeah, I know you do.
Know? Like, I like some of this stuff, but it's never my favorite. No. There would be no Whitesnake on my list.
So let me ask you this. Does Dokken make your list?
Actually, it's so funny you say that. There would be a Rat song on there.
A Rat song?
There would be a Dokken song on there.
A Dokken song?
Maybe. I don't know. I have to like listen through.
Dude, George Lynch is pretty good.
Dude, he's amazing. He is. And they kind of got caught up in the whole glam thing, but they were a pretty hardcore band. They just got caught up in the glam thing.
Right.
My list would be very different from yours. But... I certainly can appreciate your viewpoint. And that was way better than the list we got a couple weeks ago. It's ridiculous. Hey,
I'm going to take that from you and put it online.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, well, I already recycled it.
So. I've got it written down. I can print it out for you.
Okay.
Just really quickly, because we're basically out of time here. That was fun. My heart's pounding. I'm like, ooh.
That'll get you going, right?
That's good, yeah.
I'll print it for you.
There's a warrant out for Andy Dick's arrest.
What did he do now?
He just, you know, he was quiet for a while.
New Orleans was where something went down, right?
Right, and that was, so when was that?
Did he get punched?
He got punched, and so it went down, but he apparently was not the cause of it. So, but that was still, you know, there's always trouble. And then, I think that was the last, I don't think there's been anything else. So now he's grabbed an Uber driver.
Well, does this stem from 2016?
This is, hang on a second. April of 2018, the guy has now, I guess he's been charged. Andy Dick, there's a warrant out for his arrest.
Wow.
The law enforcement sources say Andy was riding in the Uber back in April of 2018. According to the driver, Andy reached over and grabbed him by the crotch. Unclear what led to that, but the driver was pissed and went right to the LA County Sheriff to file a report. Cops completed their investigation, and they have now charged Andy with misdemeanor sexual battery. So while this is over a year old,
So disturbing that he continues to do that. He's like a serial, he can't keep his hands to himself. I don't understand
it.
And he's equal opportunity. It's women and men.
In July of 2018, he got a misdemeanor sexual battery for groping a stranger. That was someone on the street.
He got busted at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Do you remember that story?
Right. Was that the waitress?
He grabbed some lady.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but...
He's got a... You know what? When he starts drinking or whatever, because he clearly can't stop that, they need to put him in a straitjacket. Like, drink all you want, buddy. We'll put you in the padded room.
It's super sad because...
It is.
The couple times I've met him, and it was in here, but he was a very nice person.
He's great. Like a good interview and funny and wants to play.
But also seems to have a kind heart in there somewhere.
Yes.
You know? But drinking just undoes him.
I know. It's terrible. Drinking whatever else he does, who knows? What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, so much stuff, including pillow bra.
Pillow bra?
Pillow bra.
Is it just stuffing for
me? Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Lover. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do you remember on Friday we said happy birthday to a young man named Eric? I want to say he was 15.
I do. I remember that.
And we wound up talking about like drug abuse and all kinds of things. We looped it back around.
When we were 15 or whatever.
Yeah. His mom, Danny, wrote, "Hey, I wanted to write a long message to thank you for wishing my son Eric happy birthday last Friday. I was finishing up my night shift. I'm a nurse and wanted to get my text in early enough. I can't listen at work, so I resent the text once I left in case you hadn't read it yet. Got a message that you did it already. So off to the podcast I went. Found it, played it for my son. We both had a chuckle at your tangents of your debaucheries and your youth. In fact, my son looked at me and said, 'This is a great conversation,' with a smile on his face. By the time you circled back to my son, I had tears in my eyes from laughing. Thanks again for being so awesome. Love you."
Sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
What's her name again?
Danny.
Danny, and she's a nurse. That's
yeah.
great.
Thanks for listening, Danny. And Eric. That's very sweet.
Danny jumped onto the list of baby names right there at the end.
Oh, D-A-N-I?
D-A-N-I.
Oh. Is it going to be short for Danielle?
Or nope. Daenerys?
It was just going to be Danny.
Right.
I'm so regretful we didn't name that kid Ripley.
She would have been a great Ripley.
Yeah, we blew it. I blew it. Because I had the green light. I could do it. And I didn't. And I'm regretful.
You know what? Edie's adorable.
And I'm fine with it. It was just, you know, I had that feeling like, man, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be sitting at some dinner table someday. And all the women in my life are going to look at me and be like, Ripley, huh?
I wouldn't have. I loved Ripley.
You guys, I was disappointed. You just like watching me bury myself. Is that it? God. Anyway, let's get to some news. Sorry, where was I? This Alice report is brought to you by Organic Coup. The Organic Coup wants to congratulate retiring Giants manager Bruce Bochy on a great career. It goes without saying, but thank you for the memories, Boch. You will be missed.
What a nice thing for the Organic Coup to do.
There's a big banner up at the front of Oracle.
Oh, is there? Mm-hmm. I'll see it on the way home. I didn't see it this morning. You saw it, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just neat. I don't even know why the guy's leaving. I know that they haven't been as good as they once were.
Isn't he just retiring?
Yeah, I doubt it.
How old is he?
I bet he'll... He's older.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah. I thought he had a little bit of health problems going on.
I bet you he takes a year off and ends up managing another team somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Now, I could be wrong. I hope
64.
That... 64. Why not?
These guys, 64. You know what? Where else can they wear baseball uniforms all day? You know what
I mean?
I'm
sure he probably could still do that if he wanted to. He's Bruce Bochy.
A college
like
football fan.
This is my loungewear.
Oh, real quick, let me just say, Niners won.
Yay!
Cal won.
Yay!
The Raiders lost. Stanford lost.
Did the Pats win?
Oh, they beat the Jets. Come on, you're not going to really consider that a win.
I consider all wins wins.
Oh, for crying out loud! A college football fan's sign asking for beer money has now raised more than $1 million.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it
has. Are you kidding me?
This is the guy who had the
Coors
sign.
Well, is it Coors Light, right? Or Coors Natural Light, whatever it was.
A bunch of people have gotten involved in matching, but it's just Busch Light Supplies need replenishing. And then it had his Venmo name. Carson King is the guy in Iowa who was there at college game day. This is ESPN's morning broadcast before the college football day begins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And look, people who love college football love that show.
Sure.
They probably all watched it and with you know, some joy.
I remember being in college.
Right.
I remember needing a beer fund. I'm going to send that kid some money.
But as it caught the news, it's become more of a thing because he's donating the money to the Iowa Children's Hospital right there on campus. And it's become huge. Mm. So very neat. And again, I said it before and I'll say this guy's peaking. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever in your life are you going to help somehow facilitate $1 million donation to a kid's hospital?
It's big.
That's a big deal. So good for him.
Do you know what the GoFundMe account itself is up to? Because I think the last we heard late last week was $150,000.
Let me see.
A bunch of people were going to match. But clearly, a lot of people decided to jump on this.
Oh, and even the beer company had special. They made special cans.
Oh.
With the kid's kid's face on it, his image on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Venmo has matched. Bush Beer matched, uh-huh. I think Bush Beer has a parent company. But no, I don't have the amount before all the matching began.
That's great, though. I mean, in the end, you know, the Children's Hospital benefits.
Yeah, Vinny, I'm sorry if you said this. The beer company is going to give them a year of
beer.
Beer.
It's a year of beer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know about that, but
he just
a year
hit
of beer.
The jackpot.
He just like that kid is. You're right. He's peaking. It's never getting any better than this. Enjoy every minute of
right.
it.
Right. Way to go, Carson.
Your 15 minutes of fame and free beer.
Cleavage wrinkles.
Yes, they're real.
What do you mean they're real?
They're real.
What do you know about them?
I just know.
You don't have any of them, do you?
Sure.
You do?
They're not bad, but they, you know, it's when they get squished together, or if you sleep on your boob and it's pushed up like that, it gets like a half moon right there. Yeah, you get little chest wrinkles. Yuzi, you know about those. Come on, girl.
I don't know if I have any. Someone sent me this picture the other day. I actually don't think I have any wrinkles.
She may be able to create them, but that's like, you know, how you can squish your skin together.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, not that we even try, but. Use that on occasion will have between 6 and 10 inches of cleavage.
It is
actually quite
astounding how much cleavage she can.
It's
sport.
Really shocking how.
Yeah, maybe it's because does it have anything to do with my long? Because I have a long neck, and so maybe it just goes like that.
I don't know.
I don't see it, Vinny, when I'm leaving the house or I'm just being me. See a long, you know, cleavage line, but when I look in pictures, like I saw a picture the other day, and I go, damn.
How about those cans?
Is that me in my mind
like,
saying
God, that is just incredible. It is a lot of cleavage. I'm going to bring you a picture.
A company of what?
Of cleavage wrinkles, it sounds like.
Oh, a company.
Or possibly of some shirt she wore.
Called Sleeping Glow is going to start selling a product called the Pillow Bra. Basically, it's a small pillow you strap between and around your breasts at night to hold them up in a comfortable way while you sleep.
They are kind of a pain. Wow. You know, when you're sleeping, you want to, like, especially, God, I don't know if it'll work. I won't be able to sleep on my belly, I guess, but, man.
You sleep on your belly?
I wish that I could. Oh. I can't really because of my boobs.
Oh.
Anyway, the pillow bra. My neck gets jacked up, too.
Will help.
I don't get this. Oh, I see. It's sort of between. It's like
here's
a stuffed area between.
Look at this one.
Oh, look at that.
You see it?
That's spectacular. It's like a
thong for your breasts.
Yeah. So, and then it straps around your neck. I see that. Right. So it's just, you know what it is? It keeps the thing I was talking about. Like when you're laying on your side, this boob's getting pushed up and this boob's kind of hanging down over it. And you'll wake up in the morning, there'll be a crease, you know, which I guess over time.
There are people on social media.
I'll hold this
I do
up
not have energy to worry about another kind of wrinkle. Right. We age, our skin wrinkles. It's life. Leave me alone.
Oh, that's funny.
But Sleeping Glow's website has this new bra to save you from wrinkles, cleavage wrinkles, for $69.
Oh, I was going to ask how much.
Of course it's 69. That's the number.
I didn't even think about that.
Hot.
You're so pervy.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. you.
Yep.
A 28-year-old guy named Stuart Cook from Stonehaven, Scotland, earlier this year was arrested after a minor car accident because the cops smelt pot on him. Mm. They took him to the station and performed a strip search.
For pot?
When they told him to bend over during the search, he farted on them. 3 times.
Well,
like beefy, juicy ones. Like he was.
But
he
like
was,
so purposefully
yes,
ripped them
right
in front of. Okay.
And turned around and asked the cops, "How do you like that?"
Oh, what a jerk.
I know.
He wound up pleading guilty to the possession of marijuana and behaving in a threatening manner.
That's threatening?
No, that wasn't the part. They still
hazardous
haven't dealt with the flatulence.
Oh.
He was in court last week facing charges for, quote, intentionally flatulating at the police.
Is that a thing?
He wound up getting 75 hours of community service.
Just for the farting.
Just for the gas.
Oh, that's funny.
Blasts.
Ha ha. Well, it's not very respectful. It's not exactly spitting on someone, but it is, you know, if someone's trying to check you out down there and you fart in their face, it's unpleasant.
It's not
at
right.
At the least.
It's not right.
There was a video last week. We were talking about Antonio Brown this morning.
Yeah.
And there was a video last week that while his doctor was examining him, that's what Antonio did.
Oh.
To his doctor.
On purpose?
Boost on him?
Yeah. On purpose.
Did the doctor like it?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh.
Fart jokes can be funny, but you got to consider your audience. The doctor, the police, not a good audience.
You know, right in the middle, this is rare for me because I'm usually pretty careful about where I let my farts out. Mm. Right in the middle of watching Chappelle with the missus on the couch, I was laughing so hard. I just let out a laugh and a fart followed. And I was like, wow, that is unbelievable.
Did it go unacknowledged?
No, we both like laughed even more. Like, oh my God.
Was it stinky?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But it was loud because I was my belly was, sure. I was having.
You were laughing your ass off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. He was lighting them off.
It was just the
stand
one,
back,
but, you
here
know,
comes one.
That's not, like, you at your house, you guys really like that.
Yeah, oh my God. I don't think there's anything funnier than fart
that's
jokes.
Not really our thing. So.
Hey, get out of there! It's fine.
Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, great minds.
You guys in your butts.
Just funny.
Uh-huh.
You know? Not everyone gets to, you know, because sometimes people are uptight about it. I don't fart in front of other people usually, but I mean, except by accident, I guess. But at home, it's just funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sorry.
Sure.
Oopsie.
There's a 25-year-old guy in France. He recently got out of prison, but earlier this month, he was busted for a string of burglaries when the cops found his DNA from saliva on the scene.
Oh.
When they arrested him, he admitted he'd intentionally spit all over the houses he'd broken into because he wanted to get caught.
What?
Right. He says, back in prison, they have premium TV.
Oh.
I'll just go back to jail. Why bother
great
out here?
Well, what do they say? Three hot in a cot?
The channel he likes is called
plus
Canal Plus.
Oh, Canal?
Canal Plus.
What's Canal?
It costs $11 a month, and it has shows like Killing Eve, Big Bang Theory, The Predator, and The Emoji Movie, among others.
Oh.
So rather than work
to pay for his own subscription,
he wanted to be sent back to jail.
Well, people don't like working.
There are people who are willing to put up with a hell of a lot to not have to do a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Like, you just can't
believe
it.
Homelessness isn't an option for this guy because no TV.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Mm. Wow. Great.
Back
so
to
the
jail.
Taxpayers get to pay for this dude's life.
Right.
Seems fair.
Does it?
No, I think that if someone says, oh, I wanted to get caught so I could go back to jail because that's where the good TV is, he should go to the jail that doesn't have TV. That's what I think.
Yeah. A 41-year-old from the UK is being honest about a situation that almost cost him his man area.
Oh.
Elliot Rossiter.
What?
Told a British news agency that he was visiting a friend in France when he suddenly developed... when his man area became excited.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. He said, I wasn't aroused at the time. We were all just sitting around, and then there it was.
Uh-huh.
I tried to get rid of it, but couldn't. No one exactly asked him, though, what he tried to do to get rid of it.
Right. Well, you think you just go, well, let me go take care of this. Let me.
Do you?
I guess. I mean, that's what I would think. Well,
in company with people,
you
say.
No, you go away. You just go, I got to go. I have to go poo. I'm going to be in the bathroom for a while. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, don't you make something up? Or do you just go, oh, my God, look at what I got going on. What's happening? I'm not aroused by you people, but what do I got?
After 19 hours with no relief.
Oh, boy.
A friend took him to a local clinic. He was injected with anti-inflammatory and steroid medications straight into it.
Oh.
But it didn't put it down.
Oh, no.
He says, I could barely walk. I was doubled over in pain. It was absolute agony.
Oh, poor thing.
This is called...
priapism.
It is.
Yeah.
You know all about it.
Well,
you talk about it all the
time.
I've
heard about it. When we went to Mexico with Hooman, and he had it for like 3 days. It was incredible.
He
kept telling everybody about it.
I could barely walk. I was doubled over. I was terrified. I thought it would never go away. I've never experienced anything like it in my life. And it was bigger than usual.
Oh, that's good news.
I couldn't even let my clothes touch it. It was so painful.
Oh.
He was finally rushed to a local hospital where they diagnosed him with...
priapism.
Uh-huh. The condition is often unrelated to sex or any kind of arousal.
So what did they do to get rid of it?
It required surgery to alleviate the condition.
What did they have to open?
They basically said it would die if I didn't have an operation. It being
that will no longer be a useful part of your anatomy.
The blood had collected there and wasn't draining away.
Oh,
it was very scary.
God, Jesus, how do they make that happen? I don't get it. That's so crazy.
Doctors had it. It needed to be.
Needed the drains to be opened.
Yes.
It was clogged.
Mm-hmm.
But not the same one you might think of.
Right.
They had to actually drain the blood out.
Oh, boy.
The surgery was successful.
Thank God. I can't believe they figured out how to do that.
He's got a couple little scars, but they were able to save his man area.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Woof.
Tragedy averted.
So was surgery necessary in the case that you were witness to?
Hooman? No,
yeah.
Not that I know of. I don't really, I didn't follow up.
But you saw it.
He had a tent going the whole time.
Oh, so you saw the tent, but you didn't see
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
Oh, all right.
We know.
Our text number is 800, that seems to be the thing everybody around here does.
Look at each other's stuff.
Yeah. Right.
No, I've never seen any of his junk.
Huh?
No.
Really?
Seen his belly.
Almost the other day, though, at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, please have pants on. Oh, Jesus. And he did.
Oh, good.
And he did.
Underwear.
Yeah, underwear. Right, I didn't mean to say pants. I meant underwear.
Oh, I forgot my retirement story.
Oh, do it. Just do it real quick.
You
can do the text on the other
there's,
side.
There's a thing I found from Wallet Hub.
Okay.
The best and worst U.S. cities to retire. And this was just interesting to me because I thought, how is San Francisco 20 on the list?
This seems like a terrible place
it's
to
the
retire.
Least affordable place in the world.
It's so expensive.
But they have a lot of different things that go into the measure.
Oh, not just money.
Yeah, I mean, health care and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on the list, though, Orlando, Florida. Number two, Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
A bunch of Florida. One. Miami is on the list at 5. Fort Lauderdale at 7. There. Cape Coral.
Holy crap.
At 8. Let's see.
Marco Island, not on the list.
Scottsdale, no. Scottsdale, Arizona comes in at 3.
Oh.
Charleston, South Carolina is 4. Hmm. Anyway, this is from Wallet Hub. They compared 180 U.S. cities across 46 retirement metrics. And number one was Orlando, Florida.
Hmm. The time of year. A lot to do, and a lot of people would come and visit you there probably.
I guess.
There's a ton of like elder care in Florida.
Right.
They're set up for it.
And there's no taxes.
Right. It's the tax structure is very different and favorable.
Denver, Colorado makes the list at 6. Minneapolis, Minnesota's 9. So if you're interested, that's Wallet Hub retirement locations. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Vinny, awesome medalist. Only one miss, Danzig's mother. You know, I like Danzig, actually. Oh. I don't know that he's metal, but I don't know that...
I know, he's his own weird thing. I guess it's metal.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but to me, that's more punky, too. That's like one of those bridge bands.
Yeah.
Mother!
This is a weird recording. You hear that thing in your left ear?
It sounds really strange, yeah.
Mother!
That's good.
Good job, Vin. Nailed it. Vin, on my way to file to the lawyer to file for divorce. Your top 10 has me pumped.
Oh, good.
Yikes. You're going to spike
the... Get her done. Spike it. Spike the pen right through the papers.
Ay, ay, ay.
Nice.
I'll read more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.